to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard, and today we are going to be looking at the week of June 26th. For the library, we are actually winding down our summer reading program this next week. On the 28th and the 30th, which is Tuesday and Thursday, at 2 o'clock on those two afternoons, we'll be showing our next movie. There'll be two showings. It's the same movie on the 28th and 30th, so if you can't make it on the 28th, you have another opportunity to view it on the 30th. If you're interested in knowing what the movie will be, because of copyright reasons, we can't actually announce it. But if you will come to the library, we have signage posted, or you can call us at 355-6674 and we can let you know what the movie's going to be. On Friday, which is July 1st, there's going to be a summer reading participant swimming party at the pool from 8 to 10 in the evening. So if you were a summer reading participant, we'd be glad to see you there at the pool on July 1st from 8 to 10. Also for the library, this is the 4th of July weekend coming up. So on Monday the 4th, that is going to be a holiday for the library, so we will be closed that day. We will be open back up on the 5th, which is Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. On Monday the 27th, there's a Kearney County Hospital Board meeting at noon. There's a Historical Society meeting at 7. On the 28th, there's 4-H Ceramics from 1:30 to 5 at the Extension Office. Lake and AA meeting at 8. On the 29th, which is the Wednesday, have TOPS at the Memorial Building. 68 is way in. The meeting starts at 8. Also on that day, there's 4-H Ceramics again from 1:30 to 5 at the Extension Office. On Thursday the 30th, there's immunizations at the Kearney County Health Department from 9 to 11 in the morning. And then again that afternoon from 1 to 3. There is also Kearney County Rescue Meeting at 6:30, the Lake and Gun Club at 7, and AA Meeting at 8 o'clock. The Kearney County Fair Board wants to let everybody know that the fair is going to be July 18th through 21st. So anybody with any projects, you might need to get with the Extension Office and find out when the deadlines are for entering your crafts or produce or anything else that you might be taking to the fair and wish to be judged on. The City of Deerfield is going to be doing an annual Deerfield Flea Market. This is going to be July 30th from 8 in the morning to 2 p.m. at the Deerfield City Park. If you're interested in being a vendor, you need to call the Deerfield City Hall at 426-7411. The registration deadline is July 1st, so that's going to be coming up this Friday. So if you're interested in being a vendor, be sure to get that information into the Deerfield City Hall. If you're interested in just going to the flea market, mark your calendar for July 30th. With the 4th of July weekend coming up, there are a few things that the Lakin community wants everybody to know about. The Lakin Recreation Commission is going to be doing their celebration at the North Complex on Highway 25 north of Lakin. At 8 p.m., there's going to be the Clay Davenport Band playing. At dark 30, whenever it happens to get dark, they will start the fireworks display. Also, to everybody within the city limits of Lakin, reminders of fireworks are permitted. They are permitted between the hours of 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. from June 27th to July 3rd and July 5th. July 4th, there's a different set. You can actually go from 8 a.m. to midnight. The Kearney County Republican meeting is going to be held Monday, June 27th at 6:30 p.m. here at the Kearney County Library. So if you're interested in attending that, you can get more information from Celia Beamer at 355-8096. A reminder, and everybody has seen this now, we have construction going on at Highway 50 and 25 intersection. The Kansas DOT urges drivers to be alert, pay attention to all work zone warning signs, slow down when approaching a work zone, and be prepared to stop. For the upcoming week for the Kearney County Senior Center, on the 27th, they have PATH exercises at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday the 28th, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, 1:30 bingo. On Wednesday the 29th, coffee again is at 8, PATH exercises at 10, Bible study at 10:45. Millside is going to be at noon, but in the newsletter, they do not have June 28th listed, so I guess everybody's going to enjoy a mystery lunch. On Thursday the 30th, you have coffee at 8 again, yoga at 10, and then on the 1st, you have coffee at 8 and at 10, PATH exercises. Then on Saturday, July 2nd, the Prairie Wind Quilters will be at the Senior Center from 9 to 5. The pool hours for both communities are as follows. For Deerfield, Sunday through Friday from 1 to 5 p.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. On Saturdays, it's 1 to 5 p.m. Water exercises at the Deerfield Swimming Pool is Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 5:15 to 6 p.m. Babysitting will be provided at the park. If you need more information, you can call the pool at 426-6800. For the Lake and Beamer Aquatic Center, lap swim is Monday and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., then again from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Open swim is Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., and then 7 to 9 p.m. Open swim is on Saturday and Sunday is 1 to 5 p.m. Aerobics are Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. If you need more information, you can contact the Aquatic Center at 355-6621. For the Lincoln United Methodist Church, on Monday you have Men's Emmaus, Women's Emmaus, and After Choir Bible Study. On the 28th, they have the Budget Shop. And on Wednesday, the 29th, there's Praise Team. For the Lake and Recreation Commission, they have on Monday the 27th, they have T-ball and coach pitch at 6 p.m. 12 and under Cal Ripken is at Ulysses at 6 p.m. Water aerobics at 6 p.m. The summer activities for that day is from 1:30 to 3:30 is bowling. On Tuesday, T-ball and coach pitch at 6 p.m. 10 and under and 12 and under Cal Ripken at 6 and 7:30. 12 and under and 6 and under softball tournament is to be announced. Water aerobics at 6 p.m. at the pool. Summer activities for that Tuesday are from 9 to 11 games, and then at 1:15 to 3:15 crafts. On Wednesday 29th, you have 12 and under and 16 and under softball tournament again to be announced. Summer activities for Wednesday are from 9 to 11 water day at the grade school lawn, and 9 to 11:30 p.m. you have swimming at the pool. On the 30th, you have T-ball and coach pitch at 6 p.m. 10 and under and 12 and under Cal Ripken, 6 and 7:30 p.m. 12 and under is 6 and under softball tournament to be announced again. Water aerobics at 6 p.m. at the pool, and the summer activities for that day is from 9 to 11, and it is going to be games. If there's anybody in the community that needs some sports physicals for the month of July, there are going to be a few dates that you can get them from the Family Health Center. Tamara Meisel, APRNC, is going to be doing sports physicals on July 14th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. Tiana Stebbins, PAC, is going to be July 14th, 2 to 4:30 p.m. And then Arlo Reimer, MD, is going to be doing it July 27th, 9 to 11:30 a.m. So if there's any parents out there that have children that need to have sports physicals done, you still have an opportunity to do that. You can contact the Family Health Center at 355-7550 or 426-2990 and schedule an appointment for those three individuals for the month of July on those specific dates. Before we leave out, we want to thank all of our donors for the summer reading program again for this year. Everybody's been having fun. We enjoy everybody coming to the library. And we want to thank Details Flower Shop, David and Shauna Nichols, Faulkner Real Estate, Lynn Energy, Coon Harvesting, Santa Fe Trail Liquor, Colts Sand Company, Plain State Bank, The Gift Box, Circle K, CarQuest Lake and Automotive, Bryant Chiropractic Clinic, Hutchison Appraisal Service, Trav's Body Shop, Richard and Roxy Brookman, Pioneer Communications, Fletcher Ranch, Beamer and Beamer, Mindy Harrison, Kearney County Bank, Kearney County Hospital, Valley Tire Service, Adrian Price, Wendy's, Golden Grain Enterprises, Tri-Rotor, Kearney County Fire Department, Robin Leonard, Vanika Harris Agency, Chris and Gary Gilbert, Judy Scott, Sherry Bell, Claudia Enriquez, Subway, Kearney County Clerk's Office, Farm Bureau, Carolyn Robertson, Lakin School District, Deerfield School District, Kearney County Senior Center, Ginny White, Ranchito Cafe, and Kearney County Museum. If you're interested in seeing some of the Kearney County sports artifacts from the Kearney County Museum, we do have a display that they built up for us here at the library. So we want to say thank you to the museum for doing that for us. If you're interested in seeing more artifacts for Kearney County, you can go to the museum. They'd be glad to see you there. That's going to wrap it up for us. I want to remind everybody that this upcoming weekend, again, is July 4th holiday. So the Monday following on July 4th is going to be that holiday for government agencies. We want to wish everybody a safe and fun weekend with family and friends as they enjoy their fireworks.
For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lake and Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.